The uptake of PrEP is providing new challenges to the laboratory in the diagnosis of recently acquired HIV-1 infection, and this is due to the interruption of viral replication dynamics and also to the immune response to infection. This results in a delay to a positive HIV-1 Western blot, and also the inability to detect HIV nucleic acids, which may falsely lead to a negative overall result interpretation. So today I'd like to describe a case of delayed seroconversion that was observed in an individual receiving PrEP who presented for routine HIV antibody screening. The initially reactive sample was referred to the State Reference Lab for HIV at St Vincent's Hospital, and this gave an overall indeterminate result, although the Western blot profile was highly suggestive of HIV-1 seroconversion. Follow-up samples were requested for confirmatory testing, including viral nucleic acid testing, as well as a drug resistance profile. Clinical information was conveyed during this time to the lab that the patient had been on PrEP but had stopped and had resumed again. So these are results for the first sample that came to our laboratory. Overall, it gave an indeterminate result. There was a reactive antibody, repeat reactive antibody. The antigen was non-reactive. The Western blot was indeterminate, but the envelope glycoprotein GP160 made us think that this patient was undergoing seroconversion. So we requested follow-up samples, and 1 week later, we got another sample. We did proviral DNA testing, which was not detected. The Western blot result was still indeterminate, although based on the negative proviral, we call this result negative for HIV. We went back later and tested the sample for viral load, and we got a detected result of less than 20 copies per mil. It should be noted that viral load assay is not registered, nor are they intended for the confirmation of HIV-1 infection. The next sample we received was at day 42. There was evolution in the Western blot, and it became positive with two envelope glycoproteins, GP160 and 120. The proviral DNA was detected, and the viral load was 421 copies per mil. 2 days later, another sample was received. It gave the same overall profile, and we were able to sequence this, and we found that there was a M184V mutation, and this is known to cause high-level resistance to FTC, which is one of the two antiretroviral components of PrEP. A further sample at day 56 was received. There was further evolution in the Western blot with a third envelope glycoprotein being detected. That was GP41 to 45. The viral load at this stage had increased to 19,000 copies per mil, and the resistance profile remained the same. So, in conclusion, specimens with indeterminate serology and undetectable HIV-1 nucleic acid tests may suggest a delayed HIV-1 seroconversion in individuals receiving antiretroviral therapy such as PrEP. Laboratories and clinicians need to be alerted that such results should be followed up with subsequent samples and a detailed clinical history. Thank you.